This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Pearls, Girls and Monty Bodkin by P.G. Woodhouse.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. As always, when the weather was not unusual, the Californian sun shone brightly down on the superb Llewellyn motion picture studio at Llewellyn City. Silence had gripped the great building. Except for the footsteps of some supervisor hurrying back to resume his supervising, or the occasional howl from the writer's ghetto as some author with a headache sought in vain to make sense of the story which had been handed to him for treatment. It was 2:30 of a summer afternoon, and this busy hive of industry generally tended to slacken off at that hour. In the office, bearing on its door the legend, Advisor for Productions, and in small letters down in the left-hand corner the name, M. Bodkin, Sandy Miller, M. Bodkin's secretary, was waiting for her overlord to return from lunch. Secretaries in Hollywood are either statuesque and haughty or small, pretty and vivacious. Sandy belonged to the latter class. But though a cheerful little soul as a general rule, as ready with a laugh as a television studio audience, at that moment she had allowed a frown to mar the smoothness of the alabaster brow which all Hollywood secretaries have to have. She was thinking,